May God forgive us. So say we all.
Did we not write an ending?
That's it.
That's all right, it. Well, that's cool. That was good.
Good enough, though. Yeah. Well, guys, welcome to the ApocalCast.
It's real.
Can I post that? That's great.
No, because I'm okay. Overtly intoxicated in the background.
You're not a... I mean, you're allowed to drink.
It's true. Yeah, it's totally true.
This is America for now. You know? Well, it's kind of America. It's more of like the man in the high castle.
No, this is America. This is like old America. You know how like all of us have in our primordial blood and all the genes and how we develop in the womb into like the lizard and the salamander and stuff, and then we turn into a human at the end. It's like that.
Is that what your parents told you?
Like molting? Like molting.
Like molting lava. Anyway, sorry.
No, but it's like we're going just a step backwards. It's like we came out of the shell and we were like, oh, God, no. Oh, God, why?
Actually, I think it was a little bit more like, Jed, when we came out of the shell, it was more like,
oh, God.
I mean... Jad, you do primordial angst so much better than me.
I mean, it's not even primordial. It's just everyday angst.
Well, we're going to do a new segment.
You mean like every day is agony at this point?
No. I don't even notice anymore.
Are you guys ready for the, the Apocalypse Bulletin?
What?
Yes.
Bullet.
Yes. It to us.
Emphasis on bullet.
Oh. That's suggestive.
Yeah, it's going to be like getting shot in the chest.
You got your email?
Oh, for fuck's sake, really?
Bulletin? Yeah. I've emailed both of you. I've emailed both of my co-hosts tonight. With a very special bulletin.
Yes. This is the kind of shit you tell us before you start
no.
The music.
No, it's got to start during.
We anxiously await the bulletin on the ApocalCast.
Anxiously awaiting. So, anybody have any comments on the news?
The news only travels as fast as my data plan.
Okay, well.
The news is bad. Not very fast.
Let me tell you, the news is bad.
The news is not good.
The apocalypse.
Yeah, the apocalypse.
Jesus.
Pat.
Oh, God.
Read the news segment.
Apocalypse Bulletin.
First, a message of solidarity for our...
Oh, no, don't have him read it.
I want someone who knows this, like...
Yeah. Jed, you know the source material. Are you kidding me?
Why would I know this?
You do. Please, continue.
This is, you're a bad radio direction.
Just read the news stories.
Oh, all right. Scientists speed up doomsday cock.
Yeah, and then what happened afterwards?
Trump cock size.
Crowd size. The State Department walked out.
Yeah, the State Department quit. The entire State Department quit. That's pretty cool.
Trump suspends immigration.
Yeah, that's pretty lame.
Here's a bit of fake news. De Blasio protecting us instead of turning a blind GDI.
Typical.
Fucking De Blasio.
Fucking De Blasio. Turns a blind eye.
What else happened? What did the State Department walk out of?
They all
just,
quit.
Just dinner. Just in the middle.
They were having a very special guest come in tonight. You know, and Tillerson was like, oh, you guys have finally accepted me, you know? And they all were wearing black, obviously, as they do at the State Department. And they all just sat down at a very, very long table that seemed to go on forever. You know, just white, like just eye-burningly white, everything. Except for just the black suits. Almost to the point where you just couldn't see the faces of the State Department employees. Because they were so blurry. Because of how fucking clean and, like, meticulously white the room they were in was in.
And
Tillerson came in. And they were like, have a seat.
Yeah. And it was a dramatic scene. Yeah. They all waited until Tillerson's butt pancaked out on the seat.
And then they threw a paper bag. Just a paper bag with something in it. And it just bounced down the long black table.
Yeah.
And it spun.
A child cried in the distance.
And it arrived in front of Tillerson's face. And he pulled it up and it was just some type of flesh and it's just maggots are coming out of it and it's terrible. And then like, that's the head of Osama bin Laden. Go fuck yourself. And they all got up, not speaking a word, and they just walked out.
Yeah.
That's exactly how it happened. And they hired a pianist to play Mozart's funeral march while he was doing it, which was like the ultimate. He's like, if I'd been a better connoisseur of classical music, maybe I wouldn't have been punked.
And what's this business about Trump's size of Trump's cock?
I think it was his crowd.
No, his sure? Chicken farm. It was his chicken farm. He uses the steroids on his chickens. It's like the Trump steaks. Like he's got to be the biggest, the best steaks. They're excellent, just fantastic, absolutely. Yeah. They're winners. Chickens.
They definitely are winners. So
not wieners.
What Johnny B-Roll fucked up earlier is that we want to say that one
cocks,
of our
cocks, not wieners.
Cocks. One
I
of our
didn't do anything.
You did.
I literally haven't even said anything.
One of our previous Apocal guests was arrested just for being a journalist a couple days ago, and now he's been let out. Listeners, you're listening to the Apocal cast on Radio Free Brooklyn. Lie prostrate.
Lie prostrate as your living God King exits the studio.
Yeah, so one of our friends was arrested just for being a journalist.
Who? Yeah. What's his name?
No.
That's his name.
No.
A previous guest. You'll know if you do your
previous
research.
Previous Apocal guest.
Whoa, that's actually chilling.
Yeah.
So we had an idea for a machine that'll help keep democracy safe.
Yeah, so basically from the tech sector, we've had advances in, like, augmented reality technology. Everyone remembers Pokemon Go being, like, a huge craze. If anyone knows, like, Ghost in the Shell, a fantastic Japanese anime that is now being cast with Scarlett Johansson because racism, we could someday achieve the ability to create an augmented reality that was actually better than a real reality, that could feedback in on itself, a whole world. If we were able to put our minds together, and I'm calling on you, ApocalyCast listeners, we need this technology. We need to develop a headset isolation container.
Yeah, we're scientists here. We're scientists, journalists. We're sought-after camera experts. There's so much fucking expertise here in this room.
Yeah, I mean, like, the seamless cinematography to create a world.
I'm not even kidding. Like, we're actually journalists. Like, it's unbelievable. It shouldn't be, but it just is.
Yeah.
And I also wanted to mention this as a PSA. You know.
Patrick, you need to bring the story home. Like, what exactly is this technology going to achieve? Like, how is it?
Well, hang on. Is it one of those things where you can jack off without using either hand?
No, but those things are cool. I've seen those.
Yeah.
No.
Like in THX.
We need to protect, like, the world. Because Trump is clearly insane, right? And he has his fucking finger on the nuclear code. So, we're like, he loves when he has good ideas and when people tell him that he has good ideas, right?
Yeah.
And he can't be that smart. And, like, we believe in democracy, so you can't, like, just remove him. Because it's like, the system's bad, but he was elected by it. So how do you fix this, right? And, well...
So you have to make the things coming out of his mouth seem like they're not designed to end the world.
Yeah.
And you need to make the things coming back to him
he
sound
he just wants
like
to be loved.
Adulation. And right. So, yeah, we basically just create like a reality transformer through technology.
Virtual reality, because the thing is that if you can make him feel as if he's having the thoughts, right? Because he just wants love. He doesn't care. And you don't have to read up a lot to get love from the right wing because they're stupid. So that's why it is. I'm an idiot. I need to be loved and I need power. It's the only way is to prey on the stupid, you know? But if he got a good idea and people adulated for him, he'd be like, oh, sweet. You know? Maybe, oh, really? We hired 20,000 translators instead of 4? Yay!
Bravo.
It'd be great, right? Okay. So all you have to do is put him into VR.
Intercept the outgoing messages, replace them in a spoofing fashion.
Right. It would take a lot of. Right. So. We want him to hear in his head, when he wakes up, he's wearing a VR suit, right? And we want him to walk into a press conference, and they're going to have to go, not a VR suit, but just a VR helmet.
Chip. Right? Well, a chip would be ideal, because then he would know.
We've got to be realistic about it. It's got to be some kind of helmet. They'll figure out a way to make it. But hang on. John, don't. Please. Hold your thought. Okay, this is important. They're going to plug him in, VR headset, so that he sees different, but they'll meticulously copy the White House, everything about it, right? This is the only way. This is lawyers have looked at this plan on how to keep democracy safe.
But the press will just be like, Mr. President, how is it going with the wall? Are we expected to like have our joyous completion of and this then, wonderful project that you have?
Because we've implanted a chip inside of his ear that sounds like his own voice. He's like, that's bullshit anyways. Like, we'll move on. I'm sorry. And everybody, and then in the VR helmet, the entire crowd will be like, yes! Oh god, that was so smart! And then, like, chicks will, like, you know, flash him a little pubes. Yeah. And, like, it'll and in the VR, and he'll be like, hey, good idea! And then, like, so it's like Inception. You have to give him the impression that he came up with stuff that's good. So it'll be like his own voice, him hearing it when he wakes up in the morning.
It's like
this
Inception,
augmented reality.
But stupid. It's like
stupider.
Way stupider.
Yeah, because we don't really have to think about it, but we get it. You know, he'll think that he had the idea because he'll hear in his own head being like, well, because he already blurts whatever comes into his own head, so you know that there's already some voice. Like, I hear voices and I'm like the sanest person that I know.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and he's gonna be like, oh, maybe like I should, maybe I should transfer control of like continuity of government to the Defense Intelligence Committee or whatever, you know, or some other authority that's smart. And then in the VR press room that he'll walk into, all the people will be like, yeah, check it out, I'm a 15-titted woman. You know, it'll be like, build him the world that he wants, like a Matrix-type world,
you know,
that he can interact with very easily, So that then, and he'd be like, I shouldn't go prancing around the nuclear codes. I should hand that over to the Senate. And then he'll hear himself saying that, and then he'll see everyone be like, oh God, I'm so hard now. Thank you so much. And then he'll be like, yeah, what a good idea. And then he'll do it, and it's all democratic. That's the way. And constitutional experts have looked at this plan, and they've said that it's the only way. Because in the Constitution, they said that. It was just... Yeah.
Nothing about mind-altering, like, reality transforming technology. They never got around to the
amendment. Yeah. It was the...
Clearly.
You have, like, an essential flaw in this, in that it's centered around ladies showing pubes and 18 tits.
No, but we can program that shit.
It's a program,
Yeah, but what I'm saying is, you guys know Trump's dick hasn't worked in ages, like, since we were in middle school.
They can pee on him.
There's no way Trump can get a boner. That's the root. People say, like, you know, Trump's ambitions were sparked when he got made fun of at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. But in truth, as soon as Obama got elected, he was like, man, I bet this guy fucks. Which coincided...
Oh, I'd be pretty jealous in that situation.
8 years ago, when Trump's dick... When, like, the best in modern medicine couldn't make it work anymore.
When's the last time you think Melania got fucked?
I mean, she has a boy, of course. A stable of boys.
I think it's like in Game of Thrones... When the queen talks about King Robert and she's like, he would crawl onto me and do what little he could do.
Listen, guys.
And then I finished him off in other ways. Like, yeah.
No fucking Game of Thrones references on my show.
Yeah.
I'm totally serious. I don't watch it. I don't think people should have to watch stuff.
But this wasn't the opposition research. The Clinton camp unearthed that upon Obama's inauguration... Trump, for all his fortune, for all science had accomplished, he couldn't buy a boner.
That would be pretty frustrating.
He exhausted the limits of human government, and then he's watching this president every day like, man, this guy fucks. And that's what started it. And now he thinks if I'm leading the free world, maybe it'll make up for it.
But nope. Oh, that's what they told him.
Yeah.
Yeah, they came dressed to him. Like, they used our strategy, is that Putin came to him dressed as like a little devil. Right? Yeah. Like, dressed in a little devil costume and, like, he did a little dance, like, with a little smoke.
With his shirt off.
Yeah. He was, like, doing a little dance, you know?
I mean, Putin fucks. Can we agree?
Of course Putin fucks.
Putin
are you kidding me?
Putin rapes.
Putin.
Yeah, he fucks, he rapes. Yeah.
Does Putin have a lady?
Yeah, he's boning. Yes. We talked about this. Putin got cucked. Oh, no, what was it? What's his name? Fucking Rupert Murdoch got cucked by Vladimir Putin.
Oh, Vladimir.
What's the story?
Yeah. What? Young VP took his girl?
Yeah.
What happened? Yeah.
He's like, fuck you.
Was his girl Ruski?
No, she was Wendy Murdoch.
Wendy Murdoch.
Putin's banging Murdoch's ex.
Oh, really? Jesus Christ.
Yeah, he's so good at vengeance. Like,
bad man.
They get busted doping their athletes and, like, covering it up meticulously, and then some mysterious, good-hearted hacker collective comes forward and hacks the American team and finds out that one of the players takes Adderall, but not on the days when she competes, so it doesn't fucking count at all.
Oh,
it was a coincidence, though, right? And we should
all... I can't believe it. Poor Murdoch.
Yeah. And then steals Murdoch's wife.
Yeah,
Murdoch, as an American, that's my final injustice.
Well, you know
that this Australian billionaire's wife. Sorry, go
ahead. I don't know. Murdoch just married some other chick.
It's probably someone that Putin boned. They're in a big. It's really like the
crazy clusterfuck. You know,
I met
like
that guy.
Orgy of Illuminati.
Oh yeah,
I met that guy, dude.
Yeah, Putin.
I bet Rupert Murdoch's just thinking, Murdoch. Like, the only person more evil and more powerful than me is Vladimir Putin. I have nothing to worry about. So high up,
you know,
and then Vladimir Putin got her.
You know who's the only person that's more powerful than Vladimir Putin?
Who's more what?
Powerful than Putin?
The only one?
Who?
It's the Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's all of us.
For now.
It's it. No.
Death to traitors.
Yeah, death to all traitors. That's all I could say. Like, if there's one message, one thing that we don't like here at the podcast, it's fucking traitors. Yeah, this is America, so we don't like traitors.
Yeah, but do you think the whole thing would be solved if young VP just apologized for stealing Rupert Murdoch's girl?
I don't know.
What did Rupert Murdoch? How did he first wrong our hero VP?
Like Pence or Vladimir Putin?
No. VP stands for Vladimir Putin. How did? There's something
you
there.
Speak Russian. Tell us. Give us the.
How did Murdoch first cross Vladimir Putin and then cause him to seduce his wife in retaliation?
Well, so it's weird because it all happened back in the day at the State Department. Murdoch was covering, you know, trying to sign up contracts for
crazy shit goes down there.
Journalism in Russia and trying to like investigate, do landscape analysis. And Putin just, you know, was at the gym.
Yeah.
And there's Murdoch and there's Vladimir, and Vladimir's like, well, look at this good man. He really likes to control the world with an iron fist.
And then Murdoch responds,
right, then you having a fucking laugh.
No, sir, I greatly admire the way that you control the media.
That's not a knife.
I could show you my knife.
Wait, now you're Australian also? This is deteriorated.
I could show you my knife.
What nationality was Murdoch's lady? Who was Lady Murdoch? From where did she come?
She's American.
She's American? From what state?
Don't know.
Georgia. You know, I loved my husband for so many years. I also loved the way that he controlled the media with an iron fist. And he made a mean mint julep.
Yeah, we should all apply for jobs at Breitbart. Yeah. No, I'm telling you, our stees would like, we'd be like, you want a war journals? You want a Baghdad bureau?
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us millions of dollars.
Yeah, I bet they would. I bet they would hire us because it's such simpletons.
Yeah, they're so stupid.
Like, they're like, who wants to work here? First of all, and like, who can also string together a couple sentences and knows the basic tenets of journalism? So it's like some guy who fucking studied creative writing at a for-profit Christian university, and then he like applies to Breitbart and he gets it.
Or
guys like us.
Or, yeah. Because you know what?
They'll be like, "Look, lefty journalists finally see the light."
And we'd be like, "We apologize."
And we have mad stees. We show up. Oh, dude, I would have hella stees. I'd be like their Arab Muslim.
Yeah.
Fucking
veteran.
Like, been on the ground. Reporter, big dick guy.
They were fucking dead ISIS fighters before before anybody else knew they existed. Just having intercourse with them.
But then what would, you know, my beat at Breitbart would be Lady Murdoch's betrayals.
Oh, just collecting treason dirt.
She would be the next Hillary Clinton. Like, I would make half the country. It would be like a, like, they'd have to take sides in, like, a teen romance novel. They'd be like, oh, I'm team Lady Murdoch. No, I'm team Putin.
That would be, like, the ultimate treason. Yeah, that's, like, some serious treason right there.
I want to
divide. Speaking of treason, guys, let's all see your phones.
Death to traitors.
Death to traitors.
Okay, well.
Death to traitors.
The people watching the live television broadcast of this.
Jad's the most patriotic, because he has two.
Death to traitors.
They're referring to stickers on our phone that say death to traitors, and then there's a
picture.
Purple picture of young VP looking, he's got kind of bedroom eyes in this picture.
Yeah,
he's looking a little horny.
If you just like looked at the eyes,
but you'd be like you know what he does all day. Like, he just goes down on ballerinas. Like, that's like 90% of like his day. are you kidding me? Like,
he doesn't even deign to bang them. It's like beneath him.
No, he could, maybe he bangs them, but I'm saying that's not as important. Like,
very rarely. You know, like,
what?
Very rarely. I mean, it's like a dignified type of guy thing. Like, he could bang them, mm-hmm. just like he could eat out non-ballerinas. Oh,
but he can only fuck. He only fucks Wendy. He only fucks Wendy Murdoch.
He only goes back.
To and then he just goes down on. He goes down on. No, he goes down on ballerinas like all day, like the entire.
It's probably because Putin, like, he probably spoke something badass to Murdoch when he vanquished him.
Oh my
god,
yeah.
He probably said something, he's probably like,
those who kissed
every time, if ever I blast, to be in your woman. And he's just, like, kept it. That's why he can only eat out these ballerinas. Like, he wants to bang them, but before sexual gratification, above that in Putin's playbook, and this is how he made it to the top, is vengeance.
Way more important.
Vengeance is Putin's living god king.
That is true, yeah.
And his mode of worship is banging Lady Murdoch.
But that's the problem with Trump supporters, is that I figured out why I hate them so much. It's because I have lots of friends that voted for George W. Bush. You know? I don't really care. It's not my problem. Because, like, he also... He hated, like, real traitors. You know?
He was also, like, much worse. He was way worse than... Trump is at least entertaining.
No, but still... But he...
Bush was plenty entertaining. What are you fucking talking about?
Bush is a cuddly bear. I love George W. Bush. He's one of our greatest presidents.
There were all kinds of stickers and quote books and everything. George Bush was a fucking riot.
The JB coloring book?
But the problem with Trump people is that...
That's how it was originally. This is a scandal that the White House buried. It's Jorge Bush. Because your boy H.W. Bush, Jesus H.W. Bush... on leave from being a fighter pilot, went down to Mexico and met a Sausalito lady. And with her, he had one son, Jeb. Heb Bush.
F-A.
Like love?
And then he had a second son, Jorge Bush. The first son, Jeb, or Heb, was deep and down with the Cubans because he had cred. They're like, oh, this J is pronounced like an H. And then George W. Bush likewise had cred with the Latinos in Mexico and made it all the way to the presidency.
Oh, this is governor of Texas. Yeah, yeah, that makes sense.
American History X.
But there, those people that voted for Bush, that's fine. I'll hang out with them. I don't care, right? But the people that voted for Trump, nobody wants to hang out with rubes. Mm. You know, like rubes are like the worst. They suck. Like,
yeah.
Sure. Like, I guess their lives matter, but it's like, oh, look at this rube.
Right.
You know, like, come on. Like, Sean Spicer looks like a man that's been caught in the act of, like, peeping. You know what I mean? Like a janitor.
No, you were peeping.
No, his face is permanently. There's no way for him to make a face that isn't like he's just been caught.
Doesn't
like
anyone around here knock?
Drilling a hole. Like,
what did Sean Spicer do before this? Because he just seems so dumb.
The Dippin' Dots. That's all he's, I know about. No,
I agree with him.
He's literally the press secretary from Veep.
No referencing outside cultural things. God damn it!
I don't know that show.
Sorry.
I know Veep is a pretty good show.
Actually, that is a very good show.
Jed.
No. I actually 100% agree. Veep is a great show. Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, they got a lady president in it.
Yeah. Julia Sometimes Louis
I literally can't believe how funny that show is.
Yeah. Guys.
But Spicer just seems like, I don't know, like he knows he's lying and he's trying to be convincing and he's trying to fake anger. And it just reminds me kind of like of a child caught in a lie that then gets angry to cover up the fact that
Is there any part
I didn't
of
take any cookies out of the cookie jar. I was doing the other thing. No, I was doing it.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's like Sean Spicer impersonation.
But is there
right
any part of any of this that hasn't been like a child caught in a lie? Like, it's kind of.
No, he
like,
looks more like a man caught in a lie about a child.
Damn.
Oh, Jesus.
Hail Satan.
You guys think Sean Spicer fucks?
Definitely.
You think so?
Yeah. No.
Like a real doll or something.
A real doll? You think he's got that kind of money? Maybe now.
I think Sean Spicer is Christerbating right now.
Christerbating?
Yeah.
I haven't heard this phrase. I wanna hear more.
It's a portmanteau of crying and masturbating.
Jack. Oh, I thought of Christ.
I thought of
Sir Jesus Christ.
Christerbating.
Christ,
that's
you just said it again. Christerbating.
Yeah. Well,
is that where you go to church and you jack off?
No, Christerbating. Christ. No, I think it's what happens if you're super socially conservative, but you're also like really really horny and you masturbate, but then you think about how Jesus is judging you and you cry.
What if you?
I used to feel that way. I used to feel so ashamed every time I masturbated.
Yeah.
I'm thinking of the guy who's like hitting himself with the cat of nine tails on the back, like with the fucking
self-flagellation.
Yeah.
It is a form of self-flagellation.
Well, here's how Pat Hillsman used to Christerbate and why he always felt guilty. Is he would go into the confession booth, Catholic church,
with his
be
sister,
like, just by his lonesome, and be like,
"Oh, my hot sister."
He'd be like, "He'd be like, forgive me, Father, for I've sinned." And
oh yeah, well, like, wait, hang on, I'll tell the story. I'll recount the story. You know what the priest said to me? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he was, and I went in, and he was like,
"When was your last confession?"
I was like, "My Father, I'm so sorry. Oh God." it's been like 2 weeks since my last confession. And
speak your sins, child!
So, I was sitting in my room, and, you know, my sister is a little bit older than I am. I'm 15, as you, of course you know, because you're my... I know my voice is a little low, but...
I know your age, child!
Because you have that running thing of... You keep all the ages of the kids on mark, you know?
To know when you become ripe!
That's right.
And hey, when Father. You are befouled with puberty!
Ripe was like when... Yeah, but so then I confessed. I couldn't help it. I confessed, and I said, well... My brother's my sister's room is right next to mine. And she keeps the door half open. And sometimes when she showers, I wash her. You know? And this one time last night, Father, when I was watching her, she walked out. She was drying herself with her towel. And she looked behind herself. And she could see that the crack of my door was open and that I was masturbating. And then my parents sat me down.
And did you produce seed?
No, I never got to that point.
Wait, no, no, the version of this story that I've heard before was that...
Oh shit, this actually happened?
Yeah, well, dude, I bang my sister all the time.
The version of the story that I've heard before, that's the best thing I've ever heard, probably, was that you were telling this to the French dude across the freaking way from when you were staying in the safe house in Aleppo.
Mm-hmm.
You were with your journalist friend, the French dude.
Was it Louis?
No, Louis it was Antoine.
Antoine.
And basically, like, all day you had been like, are those guys across the street Al-Qaeda? Like, are they...
No, we weren't like, are they? We were like, they are.
Yeah. And then you saw that they started, like, pointing, like, freaking tubes at you.
No, they were just carrying tubes. But, like, yeah. I didn't like that they were carrying tubes.
And then...
You know what I mean? Yeah.
And then you told this story as you guys were, like, scurrying to the fucking shit bus on Turkey.
The bus on Turkey story.
So you really did jack it? Did you come?
To my sister?
Yeah.
No, but it's always been, we've always wanted to, you know?
But in in the version that he told to break the ice.
What if
at this like super tense time on the fucking bus to Turkey, it was like her towel slipped as she was coming out of the shower, and as she like ran to like pull it back up, she caught me out of the corner of her eye. So I went to like shove the door closed, but as I was doing that, I also like reached climax. So
and
it
then
just
she
like
just gently kicked the door open with her toe and like flicked her hair and like walked away completely nude.
And then the guy was like, "What the fuck is wrong with you? Do you have you want to fuck your sister?" And then Pat was like, "No, I don't have a sister."
I don't have a sister.
Oh man. What a roller coaster, Jackson. What an emotional roller coaster.
Just been a good podcast, guys.
I fucking love that story, man. So good.
Hey, that is a good way to break the tension with Islamist fighters. It's true.
Talk about sister fucking?
They love Islam and incest. It's the two eyes. That's like the...
Of the face? The two eyes of the face.
Ayun. It's the sister fucking. It's the two eyes.
What if priests were just fucking terrifying like that, though? Wouldn't that make Catholicism much more interesting?
But
if priests were like just bloodthirsty, like bird people?
I'm nice about that, but what I like about this new pope is that he's tweeting that people are going to hell.
Is he? Like individual people.
He's like
Marcus Jupiter of Queens, New York. You're going to hell. I know what you did.
I know what you did, Marcus Jupiter, you piece of shit. You can hide from us, but you can't hide from God, Marcus.
I'm going to find you.
We have almost a half hour to go on the podcast. And it's already been such an emotional roller coaster.
Yeah. So we've covered who's fucking who, who's not fucking.
Wait, but what are we forgetting? Are we forgetting anything?
Yeah, we have a public service announcement. about staying sober. But I think we need to pick another.
But, like, what have we forgotten?
Oh, that's true. All those people.
Those poor sweet people.
Yeah. All those forgotten men and women. You know?
Lost to history.
Yeah, well, you know, let's talk a little bit about this election, right? Like, there's a lot of people that kept talking about how they felt that they were left out, you know?
The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer.
They love it. They're so happy. They're like, yay!
You know, do they even know who they're cheering?
Yeah, they're like, every day, people were forgetting. So anyways, like, let's set the scene. Just imagine how horrible the life of these people is because of how forgotten they've
been.
Honey,
we gotta go to Walmart. I know you wanted to try some of that gluten-free wheat. Whatnot, but we can't afford it because the immigrants took my job. You know, after like the second or third time I showed up late to work, they just gave my shifts away to that fucking Mexican, or maybe she's Guatemalan, or you know, she's like fucking like the salsa dancing. What? I think they're beautiful, but like. I'm sorry, we can't afford that organic produce this week, so let's go on down to Walmart and, you know...
Oh, God, that's so terrible. Yeah, those immigrants, they want to work so hard, Johnny, and they're so lazy.
Johnny, shut the fuck up. You're 7 years old.
Oh, mommy, I love racism.
No. We're not racist. We're not racist. That's hurtful. That is hurtful. How dare you say that?
Mom, did you remember? Did you remember to pick up Dad?
Did we leave him at Walmart? I thought where the fuck did he go?
Where's my father?
I'm tired of being forgotten places. This is some bullshit. I was supposed to get picked up damn near half an hour ago. I've been sitting here, waiting, dialing. Where you been at, Obama?
Mommy, why does Daddy feel so forgotten?
I was just at Walmart. Checking out.
Oh, I was interrupted by my dad, which makes me feel like I've been forgotten by my mom, by my entire family.
And then what happened? I made all these promises, hope and change, but here I am in the parking lot holding my dick, straight forgotten.
And then you had to go home and pick up your dog, but then you realized that.
Oh God, I forgot my husband.
Oh God.
Oh God, I forgot my husband.
Oh, we're so forgotten.
Oh God,
no.
You know, I was thinking about voting in favor of like general world peace and
democracy. That shit used to matter to me.
But God, I forgot about my husband, and now I know 53% of us should have really voted in our own interest, but we just feel shitty. We forgot about the men's. We forgot about them.
I went outside. She wasn't there. I've been forgotten.
Oh God! I went to McD's, to McDonald's, the holiest of holies, and they forgot my order. And I was like, what is this? Have all Americans just been forgotten?
Wait, they forgot your whole order?
Yeah, my whole order.
Just gave you a bag.
They're just like, fuck this white guy.
And then I forgot to shave my legs today.
Oh yeah, do you guys want to do our new segment, Tales of White Racism?
Yeah, Tales of White Racism at McDonald's. We should get people on to complain for several hours about experiencing discrimination for being white.
Yeah.
Reverse racism.
Which, honestly, I face a lot on the Apocalypse.
So much.
When I'm confronted by my guests.
When I try to get, like, healthcare or a job or, you know, like a bank account.
The white guy never gets the mic, you know?
Or housing or anything like that. It's just so awful, you know?
It's like we've forgotten about what America is supposed
to
be.
It's like you can't even get a job unless you're a black guy, you know?
It's like they've forgotten what makes...
Man...
What was that?
It's really funny, is what that was.
What the hell was that?
Rats in the walls. The Rat King is real in New York City.
Did you just hear?
Yeah. I do hear, actually, yeah.
Did
you hear voices speaking through the mics?
Jesus Christ.
What is...
Yeah,
no,
we're
I hear
picking
footsteps.
Something up.
I hear fucking footsteps.
I figured as much.
What the fuck? Is it a spirit?
The place is fucking haunted.
Oh, it's haunted by the... Oh, my
that's
God.
That's the Rat King speaking through our technology.
Oh, wait, shit.
What if the apocalypse is, like, actually happening? Now, we're in a basement in a bike shop in Brooklyn. We wouldn't know.
Yo, New York City. Did it happen?
Call in right now. Call in.
Yeah, we need to, call
we
in.
Need our call-ins to come and call us right now. So call, like, 212-525-69-APOCALCAST.
They did it again. They forgot me.
Oh, my God. They forgot about the whole segment. Oh, God. It's so forgotten.
Dude, I saw this fucking bullshit the other day. I just saw this fucking, like, I can't believe the racism in this country. I saw this guy, this white gentleman, walk into a post office, and the teller, a minority, was like, "We don't serve your kind here." Spit in his face, and then forgot about him.
I think that was in Dearborn, Michigan, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Ugh. They got Sharia going on there.
Yeah, it's horrible. There was a guy. Did you hear about that? Hear about that guy in Dearborn that got charged with apostasy?
Apostasy.
Yeah.
For what?
Under Sharia. He was charged with leaving Islam. It was horrible. They crucified him.
Oh my God.
They crucified
the,
him.
The whole city's compromised. No go zones.
And then these lefties are like, how did it happen?
Yeah.
Maybe because you weren't paying attention to Joe Plummer getting crucified in Dearborn, Michigan for apostasy.
Exactly.
They didn't. They just focused on us coastal elites that don't have to worry about being forgotten by our wives, getting spit on at the post office.
Yeah.
And being crucified for apostasy.
But at least everyone remembers our crucifixion because we're so elite that, like, the press covers it, you know? And
yeah,
then,
man.
Like, as Jad drove the M train through Patrick's flayed corpse, he cried a single tear. He was like, "Oh, God, it's my best friend. Why do I have to kill him this way?
It's God's love. We voted for it. Referendum.
Yeah.
You guys want Sharia or not? You remember that?
Yeah, and we were like, what's that?
What
of it? And then we forgot. We were supposed to go to the polls.
Wait, no, that wasn't free weed?
No, that was...
Oh.
It was literally... It said Sharia or not.
Oh.
Weed
oh.
is legal under Sharia, so it's confusing.
That is true. So you did vote for legalizing weed, but also...
That's the reason that whole area is so fucked up, is because Sharia law
How
lets people
now,
smoke
Rand
weed.
How do you feel now, Rand Paul?
Yeah.
You would think the weed would have... solve more of the problems that there are out in the Middle East, actually. That's one of those things that's surprising me.
Yeah.
Because they smoke a lot of weed and still have a lot of sectarianism.
You did not play Assassin's Creed? Like, Assassin's Creed was all about, like, smoking that hash and killing
and
the
And killing
bitches.
The scum.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There will be vengeance. And there will be blood.
Stay woke, New York. But,
yeah.
I mean...
Oh,
it's,
also
it's
call
just,
your senators.
Like, they, you know what? Like, the Democrats just didn't want to deal with real America. Husbands forgotten by their wives, dogs
forgotten by their owners.
Who didn't get walks because their owners forgot?
A whole generation growing up under surreal law.
A whole generation, like half the kids crucified, right? Because they're listening to a rock and roll record. Like,
yeah.
Like when you go to fucking Morristown, PA.
Rock, like yeah.
And you hear about like half this graduating class got crucified for listening to Rihanna, and the Democrats didn't want to hear it. They said Sharia is not a problem.
Yeah.
It's like Obama. Obama, it's true. I'm a Democrat. I admit it.
Yeah.
Obama's plan was to enact Sharia the whole time.
Yeah.
But you know what happened?
He wanted to leave it up to the
but
states.
That's because
no.
he was scared of
it's
people like
worse,
us. He knew we wouldn't stand for it. That's why he didn't implement
no.
Sharia.
No.
That's why he didn't
Please,
take our guns
we,
either.
We here at the Apocalypse endorse Sharia. Obama wanted to enact Sharia, okay? But.
He didn't have the stones.
No. You know what happened?
The valiant Republicans stood up against him.
No, he forgot.
Got you again.
It was so high on his list of priorities that he just assumed that he'd done it. Maybe they used the VR trick helmet on him. I think that it's Constitution. Let's bring it back. Let's bring it back to...
Sharia?
No, we're going to talk about the VR amendment and the pros and cons of it.
Maybe within the VR, homie, the dick works.
Okay, really quickly.
Yeah, that's true. You could totally, like, program. But you would need to actually, because right now our virtual reality technology only works on two modalities, broadly speaking, of, you know, senses of the seeing and senses of the hearing. Although there are advances in teledildonics, where you can actually control.
Teledildonics?
Oh, yeah.
What
that's,
I think.
That's totally, like,
that's
actually,
is that
like,
the real name for it?
No, Stay Woke, New York.
Can we change our band name?
I have an alternative.
Guys, you're listening to not the Apocalypse.
You're listening to Teledildonics.
Teledildonics.
I have an alternative to the VR proposal. I have an alternative to the VR proposal. This is, they did this in a William Gibson novel. Basically, what we do is we abduct Trump in the middle of the night. We get him, like, nice and, like, you know, really, like, drunk on, like, liquor and pills.
Just lube him up.
Yeah, just get him liquored up.
Slippery as shit.
Give him some pills.
You guys are listening to the Apocalypse on Radio Free Brooklyn, by the way.
He passes the fuck out.
Go to www.patreon.com/theapocalypse/RadioFreeBrooklyn.
And you keep him in a tank. And then you jack him in. You jack in his brain.
And then you just start into
virtual reality. We can, and then you have complete control over everything that he sees and hears.
Yeah.
And you just keep him in a vat somewhere. He's completely harmless.
What do you think Trump would have to see within this VR apparatus to shed a single tear? Like, he sees it and he's just like, oh god.
His own ass from behind.
You think?
Being like wrong.
I don't know. You guys have no imagination. What does he see that makes him
want to cry? I think his own face.
This is from last night. And what was the resist one? Hang on.
What the fuck is that?
There we go. And everyone forgot to say Allahu Akbar.
Takbir!
Yeah, so that was last night.
They forgot to say Allahu Akbar?
Yeah, but we were very stoked about that.
They forgot to say Al-Mawt Li-America?
Is that death to America?
Yeah. They forgot to say... Qamat Wabakiya Biznallah. It's remaining in the name of God. They say in all the ISIS videos.
That's so bureaucratic.
Here. It's basically we're here, we're queer, get used to it. If you translate, they say Qamat Wabakiya Biznallah. They'll say it's here and it's staying in the name of God. Which is basically we're here.
So
we're queer.
God.
Get used to it.
That's cool. Arabic is so sneaky like that.
So sneaky.
All right. We have some listener mail.
Hey, it's Stephanie from Yonkers. I'm wondering, I keep smelling all of this burning around me. It smells just like matches burning. I'm wondering, what's with that? What's with the burning smell?
All right. Yeah, I'll take this. I'll take this, Marie. What you got, I think you probably got a hell mouth. So what you got to do, don't call the city. Yeah. Don't call the mechanical. Call your super. Call your super, bring your lease with you.
And your super has cousins.
Yeah, and you probably got a clause in there that says, you know, leaks, breakdown of heating, vermin, hell mouse. Sean, be like, look, I got this smell. I've checked the trash. I washed my ass. I think I got a hell mouse. It's probably going to cost you $200-$300, but make sure your landlord pays for it. And there's some more letters.
It's too late. All right. Well, anyways, we have some more listener mail.
We should bring it up.
Okay.
So let them stay on, like, the whole... For like, they'll stay. It's the podcast.
Continue answering.
They can stay. They can wait.
Did that listener mail go back to like the time of the?
Yeah. It was recorded during the Civil War. But it's true, you know. They did just discover time travel. Well, Trump just discovered time travel. They're like, dude, time travel's real.
What was the lady's name?
Hmm?
What was the lady's name from Yonkers? What was the lady's name?
Oh, I don't know. Sandy.
Lilith?
Yeah, Lilith from Yonkers. Go.
Dear Sandy, it is with a heart made heavy and consternation unceasing that I receive your correspondence. It distresses me that you cannot find absolution. Your landlord has broken his covenant with you and with his God. A lady such as yourself, striving to live a Christ-like and virtuous life, should be spared the perils of hell and the smells associated with their various mouths. I write to you in the hopes of raising and maintaining your spirits. I shall be corresponding with the militia commander of Yonkers, Abdullah Rahman.
Dearest Abdullah Rahman.
What if, like, by some quirk of history, like, Yonkers just had this mayor in the 1820s, Abdullah Abdul Rahman.
You would.
You guys don't remember him? Came out of nowhere.
Your words give me great comfort as I stare upon the fearing and gaping, quivering mouth into hell. The glow and the light that comes from it is eerie and yet oddly attractive. My dearest general, how do I avoid being sucked down into the deepest depths of hellfire and eternity?
Dearest Fatima, I write you now to implore you to resist whatever temptations emanate from this hell mouth. What serendipitous, voluptuous bounty promised therein, I guarantee you, is no more than a falsehood, a distortion of God's promise to man. If you are to resist this hell mouth, you will find yourself closer to ultimate absolution. But if you are to fall in it, you will not receive the bounty of your security deposit.
All right, that was great. That was a great Civil War letter. We gotta do some more listener mail. Also, Jad, I've sent you a message on the Pony Express. You should read it.
The Pony Express.
Yeah. No, the hangover part.
Dear Mr. Trump, yo, build a giant pyramid. I mean, really, a wall? Whatever. It would be easier to force the Egyptians to build us a pyramid. Shout out, go up, Poughkeepsie. Go Devils. Wait. I don't know.
You can't do listener mail from inside the studio, though. It doesn't work that way. Okay, more. But it's true, though. Trump, as Nikki the Wolf pointed out, Trump should just build a pyramid.
This was from Nikki the Wolf?
Well, it was just his idea, was that Trump should build a pyramid. Because it's true, because if he builds a pyramid, at least we get something. And it'll make people wonder, you know, why did they build the pyramids? They had someone really stupid who accidentally got a lot of power.
Can I do this?
Because, like, no, we're building it.
Like, it would be just Mr. Trump, as effective.
Just build a pyramid. I mean, really, a wall? Easier to force the Egyptians to build us a pyramid now, wouldn't it?
And the part about the hangover is good, too.
I'm just gonna read this. The Hangover Part 4, The Path of Sharia. It's like, dog, I got so fucked up, yo. Bruv. Bruv, I woke up next to this well-fit bud. But check it, I was in ISIS. That's how they got Jihadi John. It's a tragedy. Jihadi John was just, he was just sitting in the club with his boys, or a series of clubs, and he was doing, like, he was drinking shittily like the English do, just like all Red Bull and brandy.
Oh, God, they love Red Bull.
And just, like, looking pale and stupid and sweating too much. Mm-hmm. And he tried to go to
a beach
Chicken Hut. This is, like, fast food. Have you guys ever been to England? You guys know Chicken Hut?
No.
I've been to England, but I don't know, Chicken Hut.
Chicken Hut's for, like, drunk, shitty English people. He went into the wrong Chicken Hut. And found himself in Deir Ezzor. Just executing people. American History X.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't the Far Rockaways. I was totally...
Okay, then the Far Rockaways.
Okay, you talking about those shitty chicken places that are all over London?
Listener mail. Yes.
Hey, it's Denise. I called a few weeks ago about my 5 children who Satan called me about. He told me to crucify all of them. And I decided just to crucify the fat one. It would take him a really long time for him to die. So what's your advice?
I say you just gotta wait for that shit.
I agree.
You can't rush. I think Dad should take this one, and then Sarah should get on board, but go for it.
Well, look, I mean, the thing about a crucifixion is it's supposed to take time. So relax. If he's not dead yet, it's part of the process.
But no, traditionally, there's like a knife or a spear involved, you know, to like sort of, because people got a schedule, you know? You can wait like maybe 2, maybe 3 days for a crucifixion,
see, now,
but then...
See, now this is my problem with kind of our mind. We're always rush. Yeah? You want to get it done? You want to get onto your Twitter, your Instagram? Let him die. Let him die according to God's law. According to what... You know, we broke our covenant with God. We're not disputing this.
It's true, yeah.
Just let him... He's got to die slow. He's
got
to feel
it. I thought it was just about cutting up part of your dick. You telling me you ain't got, like, your dick's cut?
And it's
I mean,
like,
of course.
But it's really the same way the far left feels about Syrian refugees. You know, it's like God will sort them out, you know? Mm. So it's fine.
Wait, no, it's not like a let them die slowly versus let them die quickly thing there.
No, but yeah. The point is, if you're gonna kill, yeah. If we have to crucify thousands of people to, like, save America,
we're gonna take our time. It'll employ 1,000 carpenters, at
exactly.
least. So, like, that's 1,000 jobs right there, America.
And 1,000 other carpenters to be crucified.
Yeah, oh, well, that's for the shoddy work. It's an endless cycle.
Well, I hope we answered your question, Denise. Yeah. Just wait it out. I mean, look, if...
Maybe you're
a single mom, you don't have time to wait for this fat fuck to die. Get a spear, get something.
Yeah, that's how they took care of Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, crucifixion for the modern woman, you know?
For the modern woman.
Like Virginia Slims or something.
I mean, Denise, maybe you're a working girl, maybe you, you know, typing... Maybe you're typing in some businessman's office. Or you're selling cigarettes at a cocktail bar. What is some other demeaning work?
Like 1950s.
Maybe you're fixing dresses for the rest of the girls in the neighborhood. What did women do back in the day before women's
they
lived?
They made
what were like the shitty, not real jobs that women had?
Yeah, no, the
typist.
Typist, making bread.
Bakers.
Opening hell mouths.
Oh yeah, opening.
Yeah.
My grandma designed the
rivets,
piss
rivets,
the piss thing for a fighter jet for a fighter plane, not jet.
A piss thing.
Yeah, the thing for the guys to piss in.
Is it for after they bomb something to just desecrate? The impact site.
No, it was actually a harm reduction strategy to try to put out the fires.
Just a little bit.
Guys, we have 1 minute left, so if you have any messages.
Yeah, stay
well
to you.
Well,
yeah.
No, I have, it pisses me off that I have friends in science from, like, all different industries that are, like,
all that brain you guys have to eat. Sorry, go on.
No, they, like, got all their fucking grants cut, and it's just, like, what?
Oh, by Hitler, yeah.
It's even Hitler would have kept the fucking grants for science.
Oh, that's
science.
True. He loved science. He was like, let me, he was like, open me portals into, like, hell, basically. He was researching that.
Yeah.
He was trying to get to hell faster and to keep the holes open longer and wider. And you wanted them to be more slippery.
Yeah, and this just is like, can we just fucking throw a nuke into a hellmouth to make it encompass the entire fucking North America? And then and that would be just like, yeah.
Oh, just aggravating the hellmouth.
And now we'll never know.
Because they never added that to the fucking Constitution. You know, like, you think that the Founding Fathers were perfect, and they just really weren't. Anyways, tune in for Burning Bridges with Margot.